right, we're here again. Dwayne Brummett, Allie Alberigo with SchoolOwnerTalk.com. Allie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about being able to finish up our stick strategies. I know we gave a ton of information last time, and we kind of needed to break it up and do a part two, and hopefully we can just squeeze it all in here so that there's not a part three. Not that that would be a bad thing, but there's other topics, obviously, that we want to get into as well. Anything you want to talk about before we dive into the stick strategies?
Well, you know, the cool thing is that, you know, when you just said that, we have so many other topics to get to. And, I mean, it's just endless, right, when it comes in regards to, you know, things that we could do to help school owners and speak about. But, it's virtually endless. But I definitely think that this is a really good one. And I wanted to point out, I wanted you to point, actually, because you kind of came up with the name and the topic. Explain to everyone what the strategies are, like why you call it what you call it, so that people understand what it's really all about.
Yeah, basically, and if you didn't listen to the last call, I explained it in there too, and you'll want to listen to the other strategies as well. But basically, stick strategies in this context that we're talking about is strategies that we're using, strategically to be stuck in our own students' and parents' minds. And so we want to always, constantly be on their minds with regards to, their thinking. So when they bump into somebody or they open up their email or they see their text or whatever, that they're constantly reminded about us and throughout the week, throughout the month, and obviously throughout their lifetime at our school. And so there's stick, what we call stick strategies to be able to strategically do that, which I think is highly important. So hopefully I gave a good enough definition for everybody. Would you like to expand upon that, or you're good with that?
Well, you know what? Yeah, it's true. And of course, the way my brain works, you know me long enough that, I kind of hear things and then all of a sudden it spins off into other areas of why, things are so important that we speak about. But, I think for school owners that are listening, stick strategies or what I would consider areas where people either one, they don't know enough information about, or two, they're not sure what to do and how to do it, so they get stuck in a certain area, or different levels of understanding in the level of entrepreneurship, and I think that's very, very important. People don't realize that being a good businessman takes a lot of practice, just like the martial arts, just like anything else, weightlifting or going to the gym. You can't do it once and expect your body to change. You can't have one success in the martial art business or one area of your business that works and everything else is bad. You have to have all of these things, and you got to learn how to do them or find the right people to do them. In any event, even finding the right people to do them, you have to become an expert at, interviewing and hiring and so on. So there's a lot of areas where one can get stuck, where one can struggle, where one can have a hard time, and that's what we're chatting about, the different areas that we need to work on. So what do you think, Dwayne? What are a few that you wanted to work on today?
Well, this one's a broader one. We don't have to necessarily get into specifics, especially because, you actually have a great product, and I'm not trying to promote anybody's products, but I really, really believe in your products with events. But it's basically events throughout the year that are so important for your school. An event is such a broad term, and I just wanted to throw some event ideas out there. So, for instance, you and I both do Nerf Wars.
Right.
And you actually were the one that turned me on to the whole Nerf War idea in the beginning anyways, and that's been awesome. And we've done spin-offs of these events with Nerf Wars. So, like, when we first did it, it was, kids versus kids, and then we did the Zombie Wars. But then we even, and it's happening this month, but it's been great, is kids versus adults. So the parents will come in with their kids, and they're shooting each other up, and it's just been a great time. And it's been it's creating those memories inside of your school over and over and over again, which are so important. And some people may not look at that as a stick strategy, but I really do. I really think that we want them to – I know for me, I want my students, everybody's going to quit at some point. I mean, that's inevitable. But I want them, you know, 10 years down the road when maybe tough times hit or something, then they go, you know, when was I happy? Where was I happy? And I want them to think about my school. I want them to think about our staff. That's you know, huge for me. That's the lasting impression that I want to leave on them. So I think events are just awesome to have. You have free ones. You have paid ones. But some of the events, like we talked about just now, is your Nerf Wars or your overnighters or your Christmas parties. But then you can move into also inter-school tournaments. I count stick strategies. I count birthday parties as a stick strategy.
Yeah.
Because to get the – I've had kids that have had multiple birthday parties every year at the studio. And it's also helped that we've kind of changed our birthday parties up throughout – you know, throughout the lifetime of our school, and we have different themed parties now, which has been really awesome. We have like a teacher, like next month, we have a teacher appreciation awards night where I usually have close to 100 teachers that come in, and the kids are bringing their teachers in to award them, and just, you know, they get a picture with them. It's a beautiful stick strategy. You have the buddy days, you have your Father's Day opportunities with the fathers, you know, in June. In May, you have your Mother's Day opportunities, your parent workshops, especially with the new students. You know, their parents need to know how to hold the pads and how to coach the kids. And you can strategically do those throughout the year. You know, as martial arts school owners, I don't know about you. I mean, I'm sure we're all the same here, Allie, that there are specific times throughout the year that we get more individuals to sign up just because it's that time of the year. End of August, and then definitely September, and then the beginning of October are huge for us. And the same thing with, you know, the end of January and all of February are huge for us. And so I think strategically placing those parent workshops alongside those times too are really important. The other thing too, and this, I don't know if you guys do this or not, Allie, but I know you do like a Christmas party or a holiday party. Do you guys do summer picnics too?
We used to do them all, summer picnics. We haven't done one in quite some time though.
Yeah. Well, summer picnics are fun. And what we kind of did, cause we saw that the summer picnics were the attendance was kind of drawing down. And so what we did was in the summertime, we did, and we've done it a couple of different ways, kickball tournaments,
right,
where you have to sign up and be, and then we assign you to an instructor, and each instructor has a kickball team, and then they play each other every Friday. Let's say we have five instructors, let's say, and so you'll have one team always having a bye every weekend, every Friday, and so you have four teams playing every Friday. And then what we did was we tallied up all of the all the wins and the losses, and we had this board that we were showing it every week on. And then at the end, the two top teams would play each other at the picnic, and then there'd be a little award for the team that won and that type of thing. And then throughout there, we had periodically on some Fridays toward the end of the summer, parents versus kids.
Right.
And it was just a great, great time. We did that with wiffle ball, and it wasn't as exciting as kickball, just because everybody can play kickball. I mean, not everybody can kick really good, but most everybody can play kickball compared to wiffle ball. So the kickball tournaments in the summertime have been awesome. It's just been great.
Right. You know, it's interesting.
So,
I'm hearing that, you know, what you're saying as far as, you know, doing an event and, you know, spinning it. And we've actually done what we do quite often is our luau, which is very much like a event that you're talking about, like a picnic, but we actually do it as a luau and we make it into this Hawaiian theme and turn it into this big fundraiser. And we do it actually, I'm lucky because I have an outside land in my one school where I have, you know, an acre of property and a patio and you know, a gazebo and all this stuff. So we do it there and we turn it into a fundraiser and it just becomes something really powerful and popular. So yeah, that's great. And by the way, you know, any one of the things that Dwayne is is mentioning could be spun off into so many different things. Like you mentioned, you know, Nerf wars, and then you said, you know, zombie, you know, I don't know if people realize, but it was like zombies versus humans. So kids dress up like zombies, some of them dressed up as humans, and then they kind of fight Nerf wars against each other. Then we spun it off into parents versus kids. And I mean, so really it's all about that old age old martial art lesson structure called disguising repetition, where we take one event and we just, you know, high block and we do it 25 different ways so that people do not get bored and they keep on going, doing the same thing over and over again without even realizing it. So yeah, that's some great stuff, Dwayne. That's cool. I like what where you're going with it.
Yeah. And then the next, thank you, by the way, the next stick strategies, we may not be looking at as stick strategies per se, but I really believe they are. And that is with your leadership, master club, black belt team, whatever you want to call it, the upgrade programs are actually stick strategies because, you know, normally most of us are having them sign up for a longer term so that they're longer. You know, they got a contract that they have to uphold themselves to. But then there's more material in there that might be more exciting than the basic curriculum.
Right.
And so that is stick strategies. So understand that, yeah, you may be getting a bump in your revenue, and you should be getting a bump in your revenue. But the other thing along with that is you need to make sure that you're looking at it as a stick strategy because you're trying to do those programs to get them to stay inside of your studio longer. And it's not just about the money. It's about the longevity, which obviously will in turn give you more money anyhow. But, you know, demo teams, some people have like demo teams, competition teams. Those are weapons teams. Those are stick strategies. Also your storm teams or your SWAT teams, because, you know, you're trying to get them to get into the instructor type training program. Those are all stick strategies. So maybe that, and I'm hoping what this does is, not only like, let's just say the storm team and SWAT team, you know, not only are we trying to, you know, gain and build our bench staff, but in doing so with that, we are again trying to get them just more ingrained into our way of thinking, our studio. That it's kind of funny. I'll give you a for instance, I have a the type of sense of humor I have is if I hear someone say something and it associates me with something else, then I say it. So, and I, what I mean by that is this, if I had an instructor, my head instructor, he also does airsoft on some of the weekends. And so he'll go out and he's on an airsoft team and stuff. And he told me about two weekends ago, he was on this team and he was on the Russian team and they were against the USA team. And one of the guys that was on his team, which he's never met before in his life, but he was on his team that weekend, said to him, you know, hey, the U.S. is rushing in. You know, we got to do something. I don't know what he said. And so my instructor Chris gets in. He goes, he was taking the Russian thing about, you know, them rushing in. Okay, wait a second. Are we U.S. or are we Russian? And he
right,
says,
right.
No. They're rushing in. So I'm not doing it justice. But anyways, it's funny because that's not his sense of humor, but because he's been with me since he's 11 years old, and now he's 26 now, I mean, he is just, I've imparted on him my goofy, stupid sense of humor. I mean, even, I wasn't trying to get that stick strategy, but even to that extreme where, you know, like I say, run, you know, I'll tell the kids, they're gonna run fast, and I'll say, in fact, run fast like diarrhea, and they all crack up. Even the parents crack up. And I've said that for years. And, you know, I say, what are you guys laughing for? I mean, you guys know that, you know, diarrhea moves fast. That's why they call it the runs.
Right.
Well, any time my instructor hears anybody, whether, I mean, even outside of the school, they hear somebody say run fast, you know what they're thinking.
Right.
They just think about that phrase. And so you want to create a culture inside of your school so much so that you know, when things happen outside of the school, that they are thinking of you. Does that kind of make sense?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it's basically, you know, it's basically what I, you know, to this morning, I was up early and I'm asked to write an article for Member Solutions for their blog, and I wrote it on branding, and I was trying to get people to really truly understand what branding is, and you know, basically, you know, I know you're not branding, you know, running, but you're branding a thought pattern that will stick in someone's head that will create, you know, the same vision every single time. Basically, so, you know, you're giving them a meme, a memory, you know, something that works off of their memory, and that's what you're doing. So I think that that's powerful. So, yeah, that's a great lesson. I mean, even with the events that we do, and I think one key point that you said before was really important for people to understand is that, you know, you want to create stuff that, you know, people will think back on, that, you know, your goal as an instructor, and mine too, is to create a brand that I believe to be one of the best brands. You know, I want it to be something that people are proud of, that people care about, that no one can really say anything negative about. Even if they don't love what we do, they can at least agree that we work super hard to make it the best possible thing that we could ever do. You know, and that's really the key. So, you know, you said that in your comment, you know, you want people when they think back on your school to think back on the quality of service that you've given them and everything else that you've supplied to them over the years. And I think that that's so important. I mean, that's what I strive for every day. That's my ultimate goal, is to really try to make sure that people really love my product, not so much love me. I want them to love the product, the experience, the culture, you know, the family environment, the friendships that they've made. That's what I care about. So that's
most definitely.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. I mean, that's exactly where we're at, you and I, on the same page. So I think that school owners should strive for that also. I think they have to really understand that that's what they're doing. They're building the brand. They're building this product. They're building something that's so important. And anyway, long story short, you know, that's really where we should be at. So cool. So what else do we have? Because, you know, you and I, we kind of go on. We could go on and on and on, and we're already, you know, maybe like, you know, 10, 15 minutes in. So let's go on a few more strategies.
All right. Well, I believe monthly newsletters is a stick strategy. You could have just a one-page newsletter. I've had all the way up to 8-page newsletters before. But at least a 1-page newsletter on what's happening that month, the important dates that are coming up with that month and the month before, and any other, you know, any other information that's inside of there is a stick strategy. So a monthly newsletter, really, really important, even if it's just one sheet. And it could just be, you know, one-sided. It doesn't have to be both-sided. But you've got to get the important information on there.
Tell me why you think that it's so important to communicate in that fashion. Like, what is it? What's the reason behind the newsletter? I mean, most people don't have them. So some people don't bother, or the ones that do make these really unprofessional ones. So what's your theory on that? Like, what's the reasoning behind why a newsletter is important?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's important because there needs to be some sort of communication between you and also your students and your parents. And not only that is, and I like what you had said about the professional part, it needs to look professional. I mean, at least it needs to – you need to have a template that you're using. It doesn't have to be a it has to be a congruent template. That's all I mean. It doesn't have to be something that's expensive or anything like that. You don't need to go out and get something designed. You could open up Publisher and it has templates for newsletters in it. So that's fine, but it needs to be congruent. So every single month it needs to look the same with regards to the look, but then the information needs to be almost basically in the same areas as well, because you're training people to look at the section where the calendar is every single month, or look at the section for the sparring gear that's on sale every single month, or whatever product that you're pushing that month, products that you're pushing that month. But the other thing is too, you know, the physical newsletter, we also take that physical newsletter and we digitize it and we put it in a PDF format, and we also email it out and put it on our blog as well, as for our constituents to be able to download it if they don't want to pick it up in studio or they forgot to pick it up in studio too. So I think, you know, that's highly important to get all the mediums that you possibly can. What we do is we do one main article that I write. Basically, it's a topic of the month, type idea. And that could just be where, and I know maybe some studios aren't right, you know, some studio owners aren't writers per se, and I'm not a writer per se either, but what you could do is just basically something that has come up that month that you could write about with regard to, maybe it's just, hey, wanted to make sure everybody knew that if, you know, you're absent from class or you're sick, please give us a call. Here's why you need to give us a call, because we need to set up, you know, a makeup class. We want to make sure that, you know, we know that Johnny is ill if he's ill, because we want to send him a get well card, and, you know, we really care. And so it could just be a topic of the month, and it could be something that, you know, basically is happening in your school and you just want to address it. Like, I'll give you, for instance, the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, right. I'm actually writing an article for the next newsletter for April about the Pledge of Allegiance. And the reason I'm doing that is we always say the Pledge of Allegiance is the beginning of the class. Well, there are a few parents that stand up when we do it, and then there's a ton that just sit down. And I want to write an article about that. I'm not trying to, you know, make anybody feel bad, but, you know, why, if your kids or your spouse or, you know, whoever is out on the floor, you know, saluting our flag and saying the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, basically what would be the proper thing to do? And I'm constructing it in a way that it's not, you know, you better stand up, but I really want them to think about that. And so that's kind of what I mean. You could just come up with some sort of topic. And the only reason this ever came up, my back is turned, right? My instructor's backs are turned when we're doing. I have no idea who's standing up and who's sitting down, because we're not even looking.
Right.
But I had somebody post on Facebook about it, saying, you know, I and one other parent are the only ones that really stand up during the Pledge of Allegiance, and I don't understand the society today, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, well, great. I'm glad that she put that on there, because I was able to see that. And I wish she would have told me. She didn't post it on our Facebook, but I just had seen it in one of the threads.
Right.
And she didn't even connect it to, you know, to us. She did say the karate school that my son goes to, which that didn't make me very happy. But I understand she had to give the context of why she was saying what she was saying.
Right.
So that, you know, I thought, okay, I can help her understand that I'm trying to do what I can do without telling everybody they got to stand up, and maybe get other people to stand up too. So that, I think the monthly newsletters could just be, you know, solving some sort of problem globally inside of your school. It's just like when you have, you know, a parent that says, you know, can you talk to my son or daughter about, you know, their temper or whatever. And I know what we do is we try to make it a general comment or a lesson to the kids in class first, and then if it's still a problem, then we go to one-on-one. So it's just like that. I'm sure we've all had parents come up to them and say, hey, can you mention in your mat chats about, you know, being nice to your siblings? And then you do that. And then if you need to do one-on-one, then you do one-on-one. Well, then you could even write an article on that. Then teach the parents how to teach their kids to be nice to their siblings.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting. I mean, and here's the thing, too, and one thing I'd like to point out that we really haven't mentioned at all is that we have many different demographics within our school, and I talk about segregating our lists so that, in other words, we have children in our program, little kids, then we have, you know, 3 to 5-year-olds, which are the little warriors in my school, then the mighty warriors are 5 to 8-year-olds, then we have our elite teen group, which is 8 to 14, and then we have adults, and then we have adults, men and women, and then we have a kickboxing program. So all of these different groups are actually different demographics that they should be spoken to separately. And in my book that I have, my Martial Art Business 101, I talk about that specifically in a chapter, how you should segregate your list, because if you do not, what we do is we end up sometimes creating white noise. In other words, people will hear things that are not interesting to them a few times, and then eventually they'll just tune you out. It's amazing at how much we could tune out of our brains where we don't realize that we're seeing and hearing and feeling things all day long, where we desensitize ourselves to them. In other words, like marketing. I heard that the average person sees between 2,000 and 3,000 pieces of marketing a day. I mean, when you think about that in a concept, it almost seems virtually impossible. And so one day I started to heighten my awareness to what I was going to see from the minute I woke up till the minute I went to bed. And from, you know, every car I passed on the way to work that had a truck with a phone number on it, that's marketing. Every storefront that had a sign, a business logo, or a special in their store windows. You know, every radio ad and TV ad that I saw, all marketing in every way, shape, or form, going on the internet. Everything you see is attached to some form of marketing, whether it be just on a Google search. So our brains get shut down to this overall concept, and we're able to close things off. So we have to be real careful in regards to the newsletter that we don't create newsletters that are just too out of people's realm, or, you know, for example, don't talk about MMA fighting championship class to a three-year-old, because the parent most probably is not going to be interested. I mean, very rarely will you get a mom that's going to do it or a dad that's going to do it. So we want to market that separately to our adult population or teen population so that we create better listeners. So, I mean, these are the whole marketing concept is a whole other thing that we should chat about in another event altogether. So, but all these six strategies are pretty powerful and something that school owners should really take listen to and start writing them down. I think maybe start a journal from 1 to 50, you know, and write down all the different things that you're doing in your school that are strategies for either 1, retention, 2, marketing and promotion to new students, or 3, getting old students back and re-engaging in those 3 factors. And then 4, of course, in the retail area, whether they're engaged in buying product, signing up for extracurricular events, you know, upgrading to a bigger, better program, coming to those, you know, those extra free events like, you know, family picnics or luau's or whatever the case may be. But we have to find that, and the key word is a strategy, which you keep using, which is how do we get people to do what we need to do, right? Does that make sense?
Certainly. And I'll tell you, one of the 6 strategies that I like about your events is that, you know, you are calling the individuals that have not signed up and then asking them why they didn't sign up and
right.
then offering them a discount on that paid event. So if it were a Nerf Wars and it's $25, you're like saying, hey, you know what, let me give you this event for $15. I want Johnny to come in and have a great time. It's not about the money. I just want him to have a great time. You know, so
right.
He's never been to an event before. Let me just give you 15, you know, let me give you $10 off. It's only $15. Can I sign him up?
Right.
And that to me is, I learned that from you. That's a stick strategy.
Right. No, yeah, exactly. No doubt. I mean, these are the things that people, you know, it's one of our, and here's the thing, maybe one day, Dwayne, you know, of course, in some of the things that we have available to martial arts school owners is to maybe just lay out a really succinct, orderly, congruent kind of step-by-step of each thing. Because like I said, one event, the Nerf Wars, just the concept of shooting Nerf guns at each other, Nerf blasters, they call it, is great. But then it spins off into just Nerf. Then it goes into the zombie apocalypse. Then it goes into parents versus kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there's got to be some sort of succinct idea. And we should probably lay that out for the clients or the people and maybe get it into a formal, a future release on one of these calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will write that down.
Very cool. Well, I don't want to run this one too late, so let's definitely try to wrap it up. Do you have any last quick things that you wanted to mention? And then I actually got to jump in my car, rush to my school, and my accountant, I'm watching him on my monitor on the right. He showed up a little early. He's at my school. I'm at my home office. I see my school on camera, and he's waiting there for me, so I'm going to go there. I'm sure I'll be in a crabby mood, so thank God I did the call before I met him.
Real quickly, belt testings, any stripes, patches, trophies at the testing, those are all stick strategies. Your MIA calls are stick strategies. Birthday cards, definitely stick strategies. You mentioned this over and over again, apparel. Apparel is stick strategies. And lastly, knowing all of your parents, your students, and siblings by name is a stick strategy.
Wow, yeah, that's an important one.
Yeah, and sometimes we overlook that one. So last words, Allie, I'll let you wrap it up.
Okay. No, I don't really. I mean, you know, of course, just closing it up and wrapping it up will be my last words. But, you know, listen, go back and, you know, listen to these things over and over and over again and figure out what it is that, you know, that resonates within your head, you know, what you found to be important that really rings true currently. But then go back and write all the things down that we talk about in a list and then say, hey, well, let me get to that one next because that one makes the next most bit of sense to me. And then start working those into your everyday systems. Because I have to tell you, I work with so many school owners, and the difference between a mediocre school and a successful school is not, well, some of it is about charisma and dynamics and that person, but most importantly, it's about work ethics. I mean, that is the absolute key to success. It's about people who take what they've learned, put it into action, and actually work it. I mean, really, really work it. And here's a quote that I love, and it's from the guy George Ross. He's actually Donald Trump's attorney. He was made famous on The Celebrity Apprentice, and I actually posted it on my Taking It to the Next Level Facebook page. It says, to be successful, you have to be able to relate to people. They have to be satisfied with your personality to be able to do business with you and to build a relationship with mutual trust. And that's something that you had said about communication throughout a few of your strategies. And I think that that's important. And another quote that I have by Abraham Lincoln that I put on my Facebook page this morning is, I will study and prepare, and someday my opportunity will come. So remember that. I will study, and then I'll prepare, and then my opportunity will come, right? So it's up to you. It's all up to you to make it happen. So keep up.
I think that's perfect.
Dwayne, thanks again for an amazing call, and so good to talk to you and start my Monday off because I'm highly motivated now to go and conquer the world.
All right. Well, everybody have a great day, and thanks, Allie.
My pleasure.